Harper Audio presents Dark Eden by Patrick Carman, performed by Dan Bittner with Nicole Poole. Arrival. Eden 1.
Why are you hiding in this room all alone?
There will be no shortage of questions about Fort Eden, the Seven, Rainsford, Davis, Mrs. Goring, the program. But the first question, the one that will set all things in motion, will be a simple one. It will be asked when they find me.
We asked you a question, Will. Why are you hiding in this room all alone?
I've thought about how I will answer. I won't like being cornered. I won't like seeing the door blocked by a person I will be forced to speak with. Better I have the answer memorized, so they'll let me out into the woods where I can run. Because I knew. That's what I'll say when they ask. I knew, and I was afraid. William Besting, S167. Dr. Cynthia Stevens, 6/12/2010.
There are more like you. You're not the only one, Will.
How do you mean, more like me?
You're not the only one who's afraid. Lots of people your age are afraid of things. The world can feel scary when you're 15. But for some people, like you, certain things are much scarier than they should be. You know this. We've talked about it. But you don't have to be alone. There are others like you.
Why are you telling me this?
I was looking at my notes before you came in today. We've been meeting a long time. Too long, Will.
Wait, what?
Do you trust me, Will? Really trust me?
I guess so, sure.
Then I'll tell you the truth. I can't help you. I want to, but I can't. And there are others like you. 6, to be exact. 6 others I can't help. 6 others who are afraid, like you were afraid. And there's a place I want you all to go.
You mean me and 6 people I've never met? How old are they?
Same age as you.
I'm not doing that. You can't make me.
Your parents want you to go. I've already asked them. I think they might be growing tired of my lack of progress. 167 sessions, Will. Over 2 years. Don't you see? I can't help you. But I think someone else can.
Where's this place I'm not going to, and who are these people I won't be meeting when I don't get there? After that, the screen on her phone lit up, and she glanced away from me as I watched. Dr. Stevens was a tall, lean woman of about 40. She was blonde and pretty and wore smart-rimmed glasses, all of which were a constant distraction. She had a crooked front tooth, which should have marred an otherwise beautiful face, but it was disarming and natural. In my opinion, it was the thing that made the whole package, the ribbon. Excusing herself, she left the room, which was on the 3rd floor of a converted row house that she shared with 3 other counselors. She left the door a few inches ajar, and I knew when her foot touched the 4th step down because the stair creaked loudly enough for me to hear from inside the room. Far away at the bottom of the stairs, I heard the soft sound of a door closing. She'd gone outside onto the front porch to call someone, or so it seemed. The quiet hum of voices drifted in from another room like a cat purring down a dark alley, and I got up from my chair. We'd been meeting for so long, it was as if Dr. Stevens was my aunt or a much older sister. Sometimes she'd eat lunch while we met. Other times she'd take a break and go to the bathroom or to the kitchen downstairs, leaving me to rummage through her things as I waited for the sound of the 4th step on the stairs. She should have known better than to leave me alone. She shouldn't have scared me like she did. Looking through her things had become a bad habit, like shoplifting a newspaper you weren't even going to read, and then finding you were taking something that wasn't yours every time you walked into a store. That's the way it is with secrets. They pile one on top of the other until it's like a house of cards that requires a lot of work to maintain.